Recently, an early morning phone call woke me. The caller, a regular listener, had heard me talk about how glass had changed the world. He said that I'd missed the boat. The single largest effect glass has had on the world, he said, is apparent every time you make a phone call. It's fiber optic cables. Indeed, he was right. A fiber optic cable is truly an amazing and revolutionary thing. It's a piece of glass used to guide light. Yes, just like water flows through a pipe and electricity through wires, you can guide light with a special type of glass. The key is to make the glass as clear as possible. If the ocean were as transparent as a fiber optic cable, you could float on the ocean's surface and examine the ocean floor to its greatest depth. So clear is this glass fiber that a light pulse can travel for 16 miles before it dims. Engineers use fiber optic cables to send phone calls around the globe. Just like communicating with smoke signals or the dots and dashes of Morse code, the words you say into the telephone receiver are turned into coded flashes of light that travel down the fiber. To see the effect of this ultra-clear fiber, you need only call Australia from the United States. My wife recalls calling her sister, who lived there in the 1970s. At that time, you'd have to say a few words, then wait for them to be transmitted, then wait for the other person to respond. Today, thanks to fiber optics, there's no delay. Your voice travels at the speed of light, so it's just like talking to your neighbor next door. Right now, phone companies are moving rapidly to revolutionize the world with these fibers. Every day, installers lay enough new fiber optic cable to circle the Earth 3 times. There will soon be enough to carry trillions of pieces of information a second. Not just phone calls, but email, photos, audio, and video. Already there are 8 cables crossing the North Atlantic Ocean and 6 more crossing the Pacific. In 1997, a major transoceanic cable called FLAG, for Fiber Optic Link Around the Globe, was laid between London and Tokyo with branches to Spain, India, and China. In fact, China is one of the most enthusiastic advocates of fiber optic cable, laying some 2.5 million miles so far. It's speed thereafter. Think of downloading something on your copper wire telephone line at home. It would take hours to download a full-length movie, but with a fiber optic connection, it happens in seconds. By 2010, we'll have enough fiber optic capacity so that every person on the globe could download 12 movies in a few seconds. I suppose this is progress, but what exactly we'll do with 12 movies a second is beyond me.